Joining us this morning is Jim Hagedorn. Jim is a Republican running for Congress in Minnesota's 1st Congressional District. Jim, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Great to be here, Greg. Thank you.
It's nice to have you here. Maybe tell us a little bit about yourself. You're from Blue Earth originally,
Blue
right?
Blue Earth, Minnesota. Yeah, about halfway over towards Wisconsin on I-90. I'm a limited government conservative that thinks the country's in trouble. We need to take back the power from Washington, bring it back to the states and the people. My background is I spent some time in Washington. I work for a Minnesota congressman named Stanglin. We did good things like work for welfare, Second Amendment rights, right to life. And then I had a stint behind enemy lines in the Treasury Department where I was an executive, and my claim to fame is I cut my own agency. Yeah, closed 4 government check writing centers and saved the taxpayers about $1.5 billion. So it can be done out there.
You look at what's happening right now in Washington, and it's an absolute mess. I mean, approval ratings for Congress are at an all-time low. The frustration that people have. What do you think you'll bring to that mix, Jim?
Well, I've got the experience to make an immediate impact in the House Republican caucus, and what we need are conservative leaders that believe that you have to be selfless about it. You got to put the people in the country ahead of power, career, money, and that's always been my background. I don't think you can tweak Washington. You have to take the power from out there, wrestle away from the establishment, both the Republicans and the Democrats, and bring it back to the states and the people. You do that by block granting monies. You do that by broad-based tax reform to give the people the power over their own purse. And you do that by taking programs like Medicaid and sending them back to the states and say, you handle this. You can probably do a better job. So that's what I'm all about.
Jim Hagedorn is here. He's a Republican running for Congress in Minnesota's 1st Congressional District. What would be, you're talking about some of this, but what would be for you job number one if you get elected?
Well, what's going on right now is the people in this country have gotten to a point where the government's so big and powerful that they fear their government. And I think we have to... We have to attack that. If you're looking at how we get the economy rolling and things like that, obviously we need more like Reagan, JFK policies, tax reform like I talked about. But we have to attack these regulations coming out of Washington, especially Obama's out of control EPA, crushing business, crushing farmers, driving up consumers' costs. And so those are the types of things that I'd be working on.
And people feel the same way about healthcare. I mean, you talk to business owners, the cost of healthcare, what it's doing for them, the uncertainty of healthcare, what it's meant in terms of having to limit numbers of hours of employees. What are your concerns about healthcare, and what would your approach to that be?
All of the above. You're absolutely right. Over time, this Obamacare is going to underfund medicine. It's going to dumb down medicine. It's going to undermine it. In southern Minnesota, we have the Mayo Clinic, the preeminent institution of medicine throughout the world. So I'm very concerned about it. And the man I'm running against, Congressman Tim Walz, the most liberal congressman in the history of southern Minnesota, he voted for this Obamacare. He's put a bullseye on the people of southern Minnesota and the city of Rochester there. So, Obamacare's got to go. I've said from the beginning of my campaign, repeal it and replace it with free market reforms. The centerpiece of that would have to be things like health savings account, so people shop for their own health care. They hold their own money. They move towards catastrophic coverage.
You talked briefly about the economy. What kinds of things specifically would you want to do to try to jumpstart the economy and get business thriving again?
The main thing is just get the government out of it. I mean, when you allow the private sector to do its job, they do it every time. But it seems like the more the government interferes, the more good ideas that they think they have out in Washington, or in this case, St. Paul in Minnesota, it just gums the whole thing up. Driving up costs, making it very difficult. Again, these regulations, I think, are as important to tackle as the tax policy at this point.
They're turning out regulations. I mean, it's incredible the amount of regulation. Just in healthcare alone, all of the new regulation that's being written. How do you, as a small business owner, how do you deal with that? It's got to be overwhelming.
I talk with small business people every day, and it is overwhelming, and people very concerned. It seems like the government is almost targeting small business, trying to wipe them out. You look at the Dodd-Frank Act that Tim Walz voted for. That's crushing smaller banks, regional banks, giving the advantage to the bigger banks. They did this because they of too big to fail. Now we're too big to fail. And in the process, these littler banks, it cost them a lot of money to comply with these regulations. And there's another example of how the government gets involved, has these nice wishes, and then in the end, the people suffer. People are having a hard time getting loans for homes. Businesses are having a tough time getting capital to expand or to start. And the economy is suffering because of these things.
Jim Hagedorn is here again. He's a Republican running for Congress in Minnesota's 1st Congressional District. 13 minutes past 7. It's clear in 31 here at Kello. Obviously, you're a conservative Republican. Just let me ask you, because it seems there's the party, it's overall, especially in Washington, seems to be at odds with itself, with conservatives kind of against the more moderate base. It sounds like you bring a very conservative point of view to everything that, that you'd like to do.
Well, I've been a Reagan Republican since I was 12 years old, so I know what it's like to be on the outside looking in the Republican Party. And we've had these battles for decades. It would be Rockefeller types and Nixon types versus Reagan people, and on it went. And, you know, Ford Bush people versus Reagan people. So, yeah, I think there's a struggle for the heart and soul of the Republican Party. I'm certainly the Reagan wing. I'm the more conservative type.
What do conservatives need to do to carry that message to the people in order to be able to win elections, do you think?
I think it just comes through selfless policy. You see a lot of people that get to Washington, they don't understand where the pitfalls are. Got a little advantage there having seen it. But they get caught up in it. They think they're all of a sudden they become important people. They're just regular folks, too, doing an important job. And I think you have to look at the people on the tax writing committee, Ways and Means. Are they going to give up their power and have broad-based tax reform to give people the power over their own spending priorities? Or do they want those lobbyists coming into their offices? Do they want to have all that attention? Do they want to be in a position of telling people whether they win or they lose? You need selfless people out there doing the people's work.
As you travel around Minnesota, what are the biggest concerns you hear from them?
It's Obamacare, obviously, is the policy number one. All the regulations being hammered down on the farmers and the spending. You know, people are tired of it, and we realize $17, $18 trillion in debt now. At some point, this unravels, and we lose our American way of life. We have to get back to some fiscal responsibility.
Jim Hagedorn, again, a conservative Republican running for Congress in Minnesota's 1st District. For people who want more information about you, Jim, what can they do?
Well, they can go to my Facebook page, Hagedorn for Congress, or jimhagedorn.org. That's our website.
Well, listen, great to meet you. Thanks so much for coming in. And, boy, it'd be great to see another conservative Republican out in Washington. Best of luck to you.
Well, thank you, Greg. Appreciate your time.